So for today, we have the complete vibration. So this is a concept that you have to understand, because in many ways, people in a way accept some things about them, but deny, refuse to accept some other things about them. And in a way, it's like stealing from yourself, because although it can be comforting to accept about you only the things that you prefer and deny what it is maybe true about yourself, but you don't prefer to accept. So you don't have to deal with that confrontation or that pain associated with it. But those things still manifest. And I can quote Carl Jung, who said, until you enlighten your subconscious and unconscious mind, it will control your reality and you will call it fate. And that's how it works, actually. Most people walk around with a lot of negativity, and they do some things, some minor things that they think should get them results, and maybe they work to a certain degree. However, everything has an impact. Everything has an influence. So it's better, much better, to be open to acceptance, to be open to take responsibility about everything that is in your life. And even if we analyze the words responsibility, when you take responsibility, it gives you an ability to respond. You don't have to be a victim anymore. You don't have to just suffer bad luck or bad fate or whatever. You can actually gain empowerment. You can actually do something about things that are in the present and you wish to change. And one factor that is very important, but I doubt many people talk about, is nourishment. Every cell in our body has a vibration. So in a way, we are the collective consciousness of all the cells in our body, because each cell has its own consciousness. It even matters how fresh is the air you breathe. The overall goal should be to get the most out of this life, to move from an experience that may be negative to some into an experience that is as positive as possible. And that helps you in many, many ways. The most obvious way is that, of course, you want to live the most exciting, the most joyful, the most full of passion life that you can have. But in my insight and in my observation, what you do in this life also stays with you in the spirit world, where we go after we die, and most of us reincarnate. Some can ascend into a higher dimension, like Jesus or probably Buddha. So this work doesn't impact only this life, but also gives you tremendous benefits after this life as a spirit. Because the main reason why we come here in this physical world is to grow. And of course, another very important reason is to experience manifestation, to be creators, to experience the life that we want to have. So I want to talk about nutrition and water. If you eat a lot of bad foods, fast food, with chemicals, you ingest those vibrations, and it's harder in a way to maintain a very high vibration, to maintain as much as possible a very positive vibration. I mean, you can see for yourself, for example, you have a day or a night where you drink a lot, where you have too many drinks, You may feel pretty good at the moment, but the next day you feel awful. And of course, all the time we manifest. All the time. Like I said, the power of manifestation is greater when you go into the positive, and slower when you go into the negative. However, it still works. So my first recommendation is to make sure you eat a lot of fruits. Fruits are by far the best food that you can eat. They contain the highest amount of antioxidants, and they have by far the highest vibration. And many are saying you are what you eat, because you nourish the cells with that vibration. The best food in the world, and it's funny that, and in a way, not funny, maybe not, not the best word, but amazing that this is also the food of manifestation, is wild blueberries. It's easy usually to find wild blueberries in the frozen sections in your supermarket. And you can blend them, you can look for recipes to use them. I eat wild blueberries almost daily. They are amazing to give you a good state of being. They're amazing when you're going through a bad moment to tackle negativity. So wild blueberries have been called supernatural food. And I think it really is. It's the best brain food. It is the food with the highest amount of antioxidants that is known. And you cannot go wrong with that. Eat as much as you can. Most fruits are amazing. Most fruits. And I recommend the author, Anthony William. He is actually channeling the spirit of compassion. And he wrote a number of books that you can find on Amazon. And it's my go-to resource when it comes to food and health advice. And I actually, in a way, go through some of his content for some people that want to take from me the most important aspects. And I also want to address the impact on spirituality. But if you want to really go further with this, and make sure, or if you have, like, for example, if you're having some difficulty with any disease, I highly recommend this author. And from what I've studied, the fruits, like I said, are the most important. I also drink almost daily celery juice, a lot of celery juice, like half a liter, in the morning on an empty stomach. And after fruit, the best food that you can eat is vegetables. After that, it's usually nuts, beans, and some other stuff like that. What you should avoid, first and foremost, are eggs, lactose, and gluten. Those are very, very bad. Also, you should stay away from soft drinks, from most fish, from pork, from corn, from soy. And it's interesting that in my journeys, when I was studying Neidan, for example, with some masters from China that were very, very powerful, they had routines and exercises where they would go on fasting. And they would consider that if you eat only fruits, is the equivalent of fasting and making a lot of progress with meditation, making a lot of spiritual progress. The same with shamans. I went and I took ayahuasca in the jungle a lot of times, and they have a diet as well. You have to stay away from milk. They were still eating eggs, but I know right now that eggs are not good, are probably the worst food that you can eat. And I actually experimented that myself. I was drinking ayahuasca and I was eating the food that they were giving me. And I saw that I had difficulties in some of the sessions of ayahuasca. After I switched to fruits only and I was eating a lot of mango, even the shamans were impressed by how well I can cope with the ceremonies and how deep I can go into the higher realms of negativity and come out with much more positive and without any issues. They couldn't understand why I had two secrets, so to say. The best secret was probably because I was eating only fruits and they still had a diet where they were including fish and some other stuff like that. Another secret was that I was already trained in the Asian arts and I developed some abilities to work with chi energy, to focus my energy into the lower belly, into the tantiem, and I could go in through higher dimensions with those abilities, and I was able to maintain control while some other people were having some difficult experiences. Another important aspect is water. It's important to drink a lot of water, maybe at least 1.5 liters a day. And it's best, it's much better, put some lemon juice in the water to make like lemonade. Of course, please don't add sugar. Instead of sugar, honey is by far the best sweetener. By far. Honey is actually a superfood and sugar is very low vibrational. So if you want something sweet, just use honey or something natural based on coconuts. But honey is my top choice. And from what I know, honey from wildflowers is the best if you have a choice. It's important to understand that after you start eating fruits and vegetables, mostly, and after you start drinking a lot of water with lemon juice or any other citrus juice like oranges or tangerines or some other fruits like that, if you prefer, although it may be challenging, you will start feeling better and better. And guess what is an impact of that directly? Your reflection. Because how good you feel creates a direct impact in the mirror of manifestation. And you cannot really use tricks about it. You cannot feel terrible and do some visualization and pretend like, look, I did some visualization. I thought about that stuff. This should happen in my life while you're feeling terrible. Your state of being is the one that matters the most in the process of manifestation. As you can see, even the exercises, the core function of those exercises is to make sure you get to a state of being, to a vibration, to an energy that is as high as possible, and to maintain that for as long as possible, make it permanent. And foods and water greatly, greatly assist with that. Even if you look at Christianity, there were some saints, so to say, in the past, people that were able to perform miracles. And one thing they were doing is to make sure they have a correct diet. They're not eating meat. They're not drinking milk or eating lactose. They're not eating eggs. Gluten is something that escaped, but it's very bad as well. There are options of breads without gluten. Bread usually is not very, very good when it comes to bread without gluten. It's not the best choice. Like I said, the best foods are by far fruits. But if you research Anthony William, that author, you will discover many recipes on his website. And I highly recommend him. And he admits he's channeling from the spirit of compassion, which is actually the spirit that is the second spirit after God himself or herself, however you prefer. He doesn't talk about manifestation. However, a lot of people are struggling these days with healing. And it has a tremendous impact on manifestation, plus health, in my opinion, is the number one wealth. So far, do you have any questions?
I was wondering about your opinion on caffeine, if caffeine is good or not.
Caffeine is not very good. It's actually one of the things that it's better to stop using. Because although it can give you the feeling that you have more energy, it lowers your vibration. One good replacement for caffeine that I found, in case you like the taste, is chaga latte, which is a drink made from coconut milk and chaga and some honey. Chaga is a mushroom, so to say, a pre-mushroom, that is amazing for the immune system. Coconut milk is a great replacement for milk and is the best of all the milks that are alternative. It's better than almond milk, it's better than oats milk, and so forth. So if you want one milk that is the best, is coconut milk. So maybe try to do some chaga coconut milk and add some honey and see how you feel with that. It will not give you the same, so to say, energy boost, but it's not really energy it's giving you. It's tricking your mind and your body. And it can create, in time, problems with your heart. Any other questions?
What do you think about supplements like protein shakes or creatine?
Proteins are much less important than people think nowadays. We don't need as many proteins as people would have you believe. And actually, we are not made to be carnivores. We are built to eat fruits and vegetables. The closest, so to say, relative we can find in nature is the monkey, and they eat mostly fruits. There are very few monkeys that eat meat, quite very few. So this is a trend, a bodybuilding trend, that it's not very beneficial for the health. I mean, in fact, there were cases of people that were in contests of bodybuilding and they had heart attacks and died. So having a very big body doesn't really help with vibration. You can still be a bodybuilder if you prefer that, but by far the best protein is hemp protein, by far. So now about supplements. Supplements are very good. B12 is one thing that I usually take as well. B12 is amazing. I also recommend going to Anthony William for that part, because this is the guy that I go to as well, since he's channeling the spirit of compassion that gives him, let's call it, out of this world information. Doctors go to him as well. So for that, I really recommend him for supplements. But supplements can add some very good benefits. However, they are not as important as food or water. Food and water come first. I also like to take myself cranberry supplements and sometimes omega supplements, but I also eat nuts, so I don't do that as much as it anymore. However, B12 is probably the one thing that I recommend the most, B12. Does that answer the question?
Yes, thank you.
Any other questions, please?
I wanted to ask you, what do you think about the carnivore diet? Because nowadays it is very popular. It's promoted by Jordan Peterson. He says that he only eats meat. For a couple of years, he only ate beef meat. It helped him with anxiety and depression, and it also healed his daughter's some kind of autoimmune disease, something with her bones. I don't remember exactly.
Well,
do you have ideas on that?
Yeah, and the problem is that when you eat a lot of animal meat like that, you also eat a lot of fats, saturated fats. And there are some people that may feel better for a while because they also work with placebo. And placebo is many, many times not think of. However, we know that even the medical research and studies, which of course they're pretty much afraid of placebo and nocebo to admit how great of an impact they have, it affects everything. So if you really believe that something will make you better, although the physical effect, it's not like that, you may experience that for a while. Because placebo and belief has that importance. But I wouldn't advise going for a carnivore diet for sure. I still eat meat sometimes, but it's more like an indulgence thing for me. I mean, I understand that it's not really good. And I eat it like a dessert, if you want, like a little bit, just to have a bit of taste. But I know that I don't really want that. And for health, for sure, there are much better diets. There are worse. There are worse than eating a lot of meat. And it also depends on the meat. I mean, pork, for example, is one of the worst. Tuna is one of the worst because tuna contains a lot of mercury and some other heavy metals. If you like to eat meat, the best are chicken, beef, and some other birds. Lamb is not very good because it has a lot of fat. And even with those meats, I mean, of course, grass-fed beef is much better than corn-fed beef. So even with that, it's better to choose stuff that is as wild as possible and that has been fed greens and, you know, grass and some other stuff like that. Because if you think about most meats, they have been fed with antibiotics, with growth hormones, and you end up taking those chemicals and all that bad stuff in your body as well. And of course, that influences the vibration directly and the manifestation directly. And like I said, reality is like a mirror. Garbage in, garbage out. Gold in, gold out. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Any more other questions? Because for today, the content I have, I mean, I could talk more about it, but I will just be quoting Anthony William, to be honest. And I want to make a bridge between that content, which is already there, and it's amazing, and a lot of it is actually free from his website, and to make it relevant from the perspective of manifestation.
Well, maybe you can give us something like a meal plan. You already told us what you eat in the morning, but for lunch, dinner?
Usually, I eat a lot of fruits. I mean, in the morning, I drink celery juice. I also have wild blueberries, usually as a smoothie. There is a formula for heavy metal detox, and most of us have heavy metals in us. And you use wild blueberries, spirulina, barley grass, cilantro, and Atlantic dulse. If you want, I can give you a link to that, and you can put it in the resources. This is something that I want to do. I want two big glasses of that each day. Yes, I have the link. I'll put it here. I also like to eat a lot of potatoes, and one of the benefits of potatoes is that usually they are pretty cheap and they are very, very good, especially if you include the skin of the potato as well. So you can have sweet potatoes, normal potatoes, and of course it's not good to fry them, but they are very, very good for giving you a healthy food that is pretty cheap and that is fun to eat almost any time. So actually, I eat a lot of potatoes as well. I like them. I eat salads. And even myself, I have an assistant that cooks for me, and she creates a lot of the medical medium Anthony Williams recipes. So that's what I eat most of the time. Sometimes when I crave, let's call it meat or some other stuff, I get some chicken or some beef, but I eat that once every couple of weeks when I have a good period or where I'm a bit more down and I find more comfort, so to say, when I'm having some moment where I have to still deal with some negativity myself. I eat maybe twice a week some meat, but that's usually the max. I don't want to go more than that. And like I said, I stay away from gluten. I stay away from lactose. I stay away from tuna. I stay away from corn. As a resource, I want to give you this picture, which in a way, it's more important what not to eat than what to eat, in a way. Because if you eat beans, they're not the best food, but they are still okay. However, it's much better to eat beans than to eat some of the bad stuff. So I will find, yes, I found that picture. I took that picture and I just shared it to a lot of people. And I'm putting it right now in the call. So maybe we can give that to people as a help. What not to eat? All of these have a low vibration. And when you want to change your life and make a lasting impact, it's best if you also change the foods that you're eating and to make sure you drink a lot of water. This, like I said, will tremendously influence your state of being and will actually propel you into a lot of spiritual growth. You can also say that fruits and plants and veggies are like teachers. They contain a lot of information. So once you start eating that, you'll find yourself more inspired, in a better mood, with more resources overall. Are you satisfied with my answer, Andre?
Oh, yes, thank you.
Okay, so more questions, please. This one is more heavy on you guys because, like I said, I took a lot of my stuff from Anthony William, and I have to give credit to him, of course.
I had a question. I am a vegetarian as well, and I also avoid dairy. And I was curious about your opinion on substitutes like fake meat, fake milk. I mean, you said about fake milk, and I'm a fan of coconut milk as well, but maybe fake cheese and stuff like that.
Well, the problem is that many of these are created with soy. So soy is to be avoided. That's my problem. Usually, I look for stuff that is made with coconuts. But I also look at the list of ingredients. And yes, you can have some products that are quality. And I think it's even easier to find quality, so to say, cheese and milk alternatives in US than in Europe. But I would advise to make sure that they don't contain some of the bad ingredients. And I put the list here so you can actually look at that. So for example, fermentation is not a good process. Some of those are fermented. Soy is also one of the key ingredients used for fake meat and stuff like that. So if they contain soy, it's not so good either. What I eat sometimes, if I crave something that has a texture of meat-like, and it's actually pretty good, it's actually hummus. And I also have to admit that I like to eat falafel as well sometimes. Falafel is fried, is one of the things that I still do, frying. I mean, it's not good, but sometimes, you know, I make an exception. It's not as bad as some other options like eggs or dairy or gluten. So maybe a good replacement for meat could be some falafel, and you could maybe make it yourself where you make sure you don't fry it as much. And it's much healthier than the soy alternatives.
All right, I'll keep that in mind. I'm a fan of falafel as well, so maybe I'll try to bake it at home. I saw some recipes for baked falafel, so maybe that's the healthier choice.
For sure, if you can bake it and you still like the taste, baking is much better than frying. And I eat a lot of potatoes that are baked, actually. And I like them. I mean, I think baked potatoes are at least as good as fried potatoes, maybe even better. Other questions, please.
Can manifestation help us suppress our cravings? So let's say we crave to eat a cheeseburger or a donut or anything else that is not healthy for our body. Are there any manifestation exercises we can do to get our minds from these foods?
Well, emotional state that is as high as possible. And I also need to fix some of the remaining psoriasis I still have. So for me right now, my goal is to make as much progress with meditation. And that's why, because it's just my personality. I was a guy who is more into hedonism. So I like to give pleasure to my own body, to my own self. So that's why sometimes I close an eye, so to say, and I still eat some of the bad stuff. I mean, sometimes I make some exceptions. Like I like maybe like a shawarma, but I don't eat the bread. I don't eat the sauces. I only enjoy the meat, the fries, and the salads. Or I eat sometimes some Lebanese foods. You know, sometimes I try some sushi, but sushi is not good for sure. It's very rarely right now that I eat it, maybe once every 3 months or something like that. I used to love it. So my goals are not necessarily short term, because I don't want to be in a draconic position where I'm just, in a way, get the feeling that I'm punishing my body. No, my goal is to be able to eat as healthy as possible. But to give you more of my current situation, I'm also experiencing some pain in my body toward my spine. And I'm slowly healing it. But because I have to deal with that, I think it's a bit harder to be, in a way, very demanding with myself. So I want to have some balance. I want to have some balance. I want to be as happy with myself as possible. I don't want to reject some of the good stuff that I can still enjoy. Sometimes I have a little piece of chocolate. It's not good. But the thing is that I don't have a lot. For example, one friend from Norway left me a jar full of candies. And I ate only one. That's it. So I wanted to try to see how the taste is, to experience that food. Because she said, in Norway, everyone is crazy about this. Okay, let's try. But I only ate one and that's it. So, of course, it's very, very important to the quantity that you're having. Sometimes some friends come over and they order meat and some other stuff like that. I only take 2 bites. It's enough for me. I accept the craving. I'm okay. I have a craving. I'll just have a little bit. But that's it, a little bit. Because people don't know how to be balanced. They go into extremes. I will not eat anything. And then they eat all the bad stuff, if it makes sense. So I think it's much, at least in my situation, because everyone is different. In my situation, trying to balance everything works much better than trying to go in a state of withdrawing myself from everything else and then to go dark big time, so to say, and to eat all the junk foods, eat all the problems, or how some other diets are advising. So you have 6 days when you eat healthy and then one cheat day where you eat all the junk. So I'm not for something like that for sure. I want to take responsibility for everything. So yes, I include sometimes some of the food choices that are not so good. But slowly I find myself that I need less and less of the bad stuff. So for example, I haven't drank one Coca-Cola for more than 5 years now, and I don't miss it. For example, with pizza, I had some cravings. I found some choices that are gluten-free, that are cheese-free, lactose-free. And of course, they don't have the exact same taste as pizza, but I know it's so much bad stuff in it. So if I want to eat something, I'd rather eat maybe like a piece of sushi that is without tuna than to eat pizza. So when I cheat, I make sure is the one thing that I want the most. I mean, I made one exception this year. I ate one tiramisu and I felt bad after that. But that's the one very bad exception that I made this year, so to say. And I mean, it works for me. I think it can work for more people, to be honest, because I see a lot of people that can go vegan for 2-3 months or 2-3 years or whatever. And then they switch to something that, hey, I couldn't cope with that. I couldn't cope with that. For me, it's much more about having a lasting effect. It's much more about being comfortable and at the same time making a lot of progress. It makes sense?
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. More questions, please?
I was wondering how much time it takes before you feel a difference when you're changing from an unhealthy diet to a diet how you recommend it.
You can feel a difference after a couple of days. You will feel a big difference after a month. And in time, it gets better and better. I mean, you'll feel a big difference when you compare to 1 month to 3 months or 3 months to 1 year. However, what I can tell you is that, for example, I have a day when I, for example, I was having some friends and we were having like a food party, and I was like, okay, I'll just do a cheat day and let's experience that. You know, like it was a couple of months. So I was eating sushi. I was eating tiramisu. I also had some Lebanese food. And I could tell you that I felt so bad the next day. I felt so bad. My stomach was feeling full. I mean, I had brain fog. I was feeling so bad. So what I can say is that what happens when you eat good stuff, you start feeling better and better. You get used to that and you start losing memory in a way of how it felt when you're eating bad stuff. However, if we switch back to bad stuff, you immediately feel the difference on how you feel. So trust me, you start feeling better and better. And for me right now, I enjoy much more in a way how I feel after I eat the food than when I eat the food as well. Because if you think about it, when you eat the food, you only get pleasure from the moment when you eat the food. But how do you feel after? I mean, I still remember I had some days in the past, maybe 10 years ago or something, when I was eating like a normal diet with, you know, 2 courses and a dessert, and I was feeling very, very bad afterwards. And yes, I did enjoy eating the food, but if you feel bad for a couple of hours, I mean, it doesn't make sense. Right now, I eat the food and I enjoy how light I feel afterwards. I enjoy how good I feel afterwards in my own body. And it's one of the secrets. I mean, people think you find happiness on the outside, but that's a place where you can't really find anything, the outside. The best stuff in life you will actually find on the inside, including feeling good. People cannot really know how good you can start feeling from the inside. And once you feel good, it's almost logical. I mean, once you have a great feeling, it's so easy to make new friends. In fact, for example, myself, I'm like a guardian of my inner circle. I mean, I only allow some people to come in my circle. I have too many requests of people, so to say, coming in my life. And I have to make sure that I only allow the people that, in a way, we can have something win-win. I mean, they benefit the most from me and I benefit the most from them. So, I mean, in case you're looking, for example, as a manifestation to have more friends, you're feeling lonely or stuff like that, for sure, eating healthier, having a higher vibration also helps with that. It's much easier to achieve anything in any regard. So that's why I wanted to include a section about foods and water in this course. And I know that almost nobody talks about that because, you know, many times you talk unwanted subjects. I mean, in America, right? A big part of it is actually obese. And, you know, I'm sorry to say about that, but it's true. And many people don't want to take accountability for that. But like, look, this is something that influences manifestation as well. I'm not saying you can't indulge in food and get stuff that you want. However, you'll make much more progress when you look at that as well. Much more progress. So it's a choice. I mean, you want to just enjoy a lot of pizza and burgers and blah, 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 and not get other stuff that is more important. Or do you want to maybe find some balance? You can still have some beef. You can still have some bread. You can still have some form of stuff that is not so different from lactose. I mean, you can have coconut stuff. I mean, it will not be as tasty, but the benefits in the long run are so much more important and better on other areas. For me, it's a price that it's a no-brainer, to be honest. Does that make sense to you?
It does. I was wondering if you have any other tips for people that are trying to adapt to a new diet like this.
Well, I think it's very, very important to start with what not to eat. So that's why I wanted to make sure that I include the list from Anthony William. And of course, we can give him credit, but we can also put in the notes this list. I mean, I could read it and I could explain it. So level number one from one of his last books, which is actually the stuff that is most important to not eat, as I said as well earlier. So don't eat eggs, dairy, gluten, soft drinks, and watch out for salt consumption. Some people love salt. They eat too much salt, and it actually affects hydration, and it's not very good. Level two, all of the above. So basically, it's much more important to not eat eggs, dairy, and gluten than levels two stuff. And his level two is pork, tuna, and corn. So eggs are worse than pork. Dairy is worse than tuna. Gluten is worse than corn. Still, these are very, very bad. Pork, tuna, and corn are very bad as well. Level three is industrial food oils, vegetable oil, palm oil, canola oil, corn oil, sunflower oil, soybean oil, soy, lamb, fish, and seafood. And here he says salmon, trout, and sardines. In my view, you don't want any salmon or any trout or any sardines. You want stuff that is from the wild, something fresh. You don't want stuff that has been fed antibiotics and hormones and some very bad foods either. Level four, vinegar, fermented foods, caffeine, and there's your answer, you know, including matcha and chocolate and some other stuff that are like that. Level five are grains and all oils. And he even has like a bonus, cut out salt and seasonings, avoid radical fats entirely. Also limit alcohol, artificial flavors, nutritional yeast, citric acid, aspartame, other artificial sweeteners, MSG, which is a biggie, it affects the brain, formaldehyde and preservatives. Sorry if some of these I didn't pronounce correctly. I hope you can still understand me. I'm natively Romanian and English is like my second language. So I the tip is actually to start with not eating these bad foods. That's number one. Number two is to drink as much water with lemon juice as possible. Drink as much as you can. Because this has like a cleansing, this has a cleansing effect on the body. And nourish your cells. You just feel better and better when you're highly hydrated. And of course, number three, make sure to include celery juice and wild blueberries in your diet. These are really biggies for me. And it's a biggie for everyone that I witness that they try this. Celery juice is like an elixir. It greatly boosts the immune system and it helps a lot with my qi energy, actually. I see how I make a lot more progress with qi and with the techniques I learned from Neidan when I drink celery juice. So this is a big one as well, celery juice. And right now there is a trend going on celery juice in America, which is a great thing. And yes, it will make you feel a lot better. It will heal unwanted problems. And you don't have to be very, very sick to try this. I mean, Some people have like minor health issues. They have maybe some kidney stones or acne or some other stuff like that, or skin issues, or maybe some organs are not functioning ideally. Or I mean, you don't need to wait until you get sick, because most people, unfortunately, will get sick at some point in their life, given the diets that people are having. So you don't need to wait for that. You'll have more energy. You will feel better. And this is very, very important. You will feel better. Once you feel better, it's a much better place. First and foremost, it impacts manifestation. But because you constantly receive a feedback of who you are from manifestation as a reality. You constantly receive that feedback. So when you feel good, the reflection of reality will be, okay, Ciprian feels good. We'll just give to Ciprian more things that prove that, that are a reflection of that. Stuff to feel good about. Was not to desire about it. And it's a much better place also to work on your beliefs. When you feel good, it's much easier to relax into some of the beliefs that you have that may be working against you. Like, for example, where you had a difficulty in accepting that maybe you are worthy of a better lifestyle. Where, you know what I'm saying about from the last course. When you start feeling better and better and better, guess what? You could find yourself like, you know what? I am worthy. I could be doing that. Those people can be examples. I mean, if that person can do it, that person can do it, that maybe I can do it too. And it will relax you into accepting positive beliefs that can change your inside and change the reflection of the outside as well. It makes sense?
Yes, it definitely does.
Cool. More questions, please.
Well, I'm not sure if this is not nutrition related, really, but I was wondering about your experience with ayahuasca and if it helped you manifest better.
Yes, I mean, my experience with ayahuasca, it helped me quite a lot. And in a way, it's a gateway to understanding how good you can feel with your energy. I mean, after doing ayahuasca, it felt so good. I mean, I was having a state that I never experienced somehow, you know, like until that point. And of course, the herb amplifies that a bit. But shamans that are wise would say, like, the goal is to get to ayahuasca state of being and state of energy without ayahuasca. So ayahuasca is like a pill in a way that you take. It gives you a glimpse on how you can feel and how you can think if your body is in a great functionality condition. But the goal is that with meditation, with diet, with healthy habits, to get to that state naturally. And with manifestation, yes, it helps you, because during ayahuasca, I mean, I've tried it with different shamans, because I wanted to see from more perspectives and from more schools how it felt. And some of the shamans would say, like, when you take ayahuasca, you have an intention. You have an intention when it comes to career, when it comes to love, when it comes to health, to some other aspects. And when you have that intention with ayahuasca, you get into a very deep state of meditation-like experience where you can question your most, let's say, deep-kept beliefs, where you can question, okay, so I've always been thinking about that. Is that true? And maybe ayahuasca can give you a new revelation. Okay, maybe this isn't true. Maybe this definition, this belief about me, it's even better. And it's actually the truth. So ayahuasca is a tool that can be used to change pretty fast a lot of your beliefs. However, in my experience, and I've noticed that with friends, there is also an integration phase. When you take any drug, it gives you a high, And I'm not saying ayahuasca is a drug, but it has, in a way, properties like some other drugs have. And some would argue that ayahuasca is in fact a drug or something like that. So the problem with those is that you take it and for a short amount of time, you feel amazing. But after that, there is a period where you feel very, very down. So, for example, when you take ecstasy, you feel amazing for a couple of hours. And there for a couple of days, you feel terrible. With ayahuasca, I experienced that downturn as well. I mean, I had months afterwards, I had, in a way, a lower energy state. It's good that I was in a position where I didn't have to work so much, so I could deal with that. But you also have to take that into account. Like, you feel good, you have some revelations, but there may be also a period when you don't feel so good. So for my situation right now, I prefer to make as much progress with meditation and with nutrition. Those are my two biggies. I meditate most of the time, and I make sure I eat healthy and I drink a lot of water with lemon. And manifestation, like I said, number one, most important state of being. How do you feel in the present moment? And beliefs, number two. Let's call beliefs number two. But what are beliefs? And I will talk more about in the next module about that, I think. Let me check. Yes, thoughts and beliefs, next module. I'll talk more about that. Beliefs are just thoughts that you keep repeating that are habitual. And you end up having a definition, something that in a way the ego wants to preserve, but may or may not be true. And yes, during ayahuasca, for certain areas, it's faster to make some changes with those. However, in my experience, it was a price to pay. I wouldn't change anything right now, but I know that in the future, I will not do as much ayahuasca, and I'm not eager to do ayahuasca again very, very soon, unless life gives me an opportunity where I feel it's natural, where, especially with a shaman. If I meet, for example, like a shaman, where I feel like, okay, there is someone special. I want to learn from his energy. I want to learn from his vibration. Maybe I would do it again. I would look for someone. I would be maybe influenced to do it again in case someone that was authentic, that has actually energetic powers, and I would consider him someone who is worthy of being a master. I would try it again. Otherwise, I'm not very excited about it, to be honest. Because even now, I can reach that almost similar to ayahuasca without ayahuasca. Does that answer your question?
It does. Thank you.
More questions, please. Right now we have 1 hour and a bit. Yesterday we had almost 2 hours.
You said you spent a lot of time in Asia learning about meditation and manifestation. I was wondering if you tried any other Eastern techniques, like energy techniques. I heard about Reiki massage, which is based on energy, and I was wondering if you know about it and what's your opinion on it.
Well, I don't want to be bad about it, but in my opinion, there is a lot of, let's call it, fast food spirituality. Yoga, in my opinion, I mean, it has some positive effects, but it doesn't have such an amazing impact, in my view. I mean, it's not... Flexibility is not all my core strengths either, but it's still at the low continuum in the spectrum of choices. So myself, I was attracted to people that are remarkable. I was attracted to people that are remarkable. So I wanted the master, the person that I'm learning from, and this is something that I learned in business. So in business, I didn't want to learn from poor people how to be rich, because it's obvious, right? I mean, if they knew how to actually make money, they would have money themselves. And I had that analogy in spirituality as well. I wanted to learn from people that I could make sure that they are advanced, because there are a lot of false gurus, so to say. I mean, a lot of people in our days pretend that they are very advanced in some specific subject. However, you feel that there is something wrong, and I'm talking about almost any market. And I'm sure you know, right? I mean, people that don't have money, that they teach people how to make money, or people that don't have success with dating and they teach people how to be successful in dating, or people that are not very healthy and they give advice on health and food choices and some other stuff like that, right? So unfortunately, it's a world full of fakeness like that. And like I said, in Asia, I had two schools after two masters. One of them was Master Zhang, who I witnessed with my own eyes that he could perform miracles. And he opened my third eye. Unfortunately, he had an accident and he's dead now. And I also learned Neidan and internal alchemy from Grandmaster Wang Liping and from one of his students who is Romanian, Aurelian. And their objective is not necessarily manifestation, because if you look at the Eastern arts, they want to make ascension. That's their primary objective. They want to ascend. They want to be in a position where they don't need to reincarnate anymore, if you look into those arts. And there are a series of books that, I mean, I can recommend in case you are interested about multiple lives. But I can understand why that was their objective. And Grandmaster Wang Liping is also very, very powerful. I haven't witnessed himself performing any miracles, but I believe he had almost Jesus powers. And I'm not kidding. For example, when I was into his presence in the beginning, my feet started to hurt. Like those kind of guys that wouldn't show much, but you could feel there was more to it. So I didn't went to regular people. I had experience in the past with one disciple from Osho, and he left a bad taste in my mouth. I mean, he was doing some form of yoga and it was mostly manipulation. That's what I felt at the time. I don't want to name anyone because I don't want to give like a bad feedback, but from my experience, yoga and even Reiki. I mean, Reiki is nice, but I haven't met so far some master that would make me admire him. And I mean, I can do Reiki myself. It's not so hard. I can do Reiki myself to others, but I prefer not to do it because it takes away from my resources. My resources are time, energy, and I prefer to invest those resources in growing myself right now, in making more progress in the present, making more progress on my energy state of being. And when the right opportunity comes, I could experience more with those. However, to give you an example, Master Zhang, who taught me Qigong, and he was a Buddhist, came from a line of dozens and dozens of grandmasters. So they came from a lineage. So it was something that had a deep tradition, and they were all able to perform miracles and stuff like that. They were getting to a level where they could perform miracles. Grandmaster Wang Liping also had like a big lineage that lasted for hundreds of years in Taoism. So I preferred to go to schools that had a lineage, had a big number of masters, and they had some tradition, as opposed to somebody like from Reiki. You just go to Reiki, you have some classes, and then you become like an expert. I'm not saying it doesn't have some impact, but I don't really advise it, because you can actually take a lot of negative energy from other people. And because the palms of the hands are like gateways, you can give energy and you can receive energy for those. So if you are in a position, for example, if you are like a Reiki practitioner, you put the hands on the body of other people, unless you know how to clean yourself and you know how to process those energies, you can actually receive some of those vibrations from other people, and they could influence you. I'm not a big fan of that myself. I'm not saying don't do that. If you have a passion for it, it's not in my field of excitement at this point, at least. If I was excited, I would do more of it. But I mean, I had a time in my past where I wanted, for example, to do more energy tricks myself. I wanted to do miracles. And I actually had some success with that. But I lost interest and I realized that I want to make more progress first and foremost into the present and how my state of being is. So that's where I invest right now my resources. Does this answer your question?
Yes, it did. Thank you.
More questions, please.
About nutrition, do you think it's also very important the time at what you eat in the day? Should it be a fixed schedule? I heard some people believe in that, and I was wondering what you think.
Yeah, I hear that a lot from other people. You shouldn't eat after a certain hour or blah, blah, blah. I don't really pay attention to that. I mean, for example, I learned that if you want to get to sleep and you're still hungry, for example, bananas are a great food. Usually, if you eat fruits, it doesn't matter when you eat them and how much you eat. So if you eat the right stuff, it doesn't really matter when you eat it. Just make sure you eat as much as you want. There is no holding back, no problem, but eat correctly. I mean, if you want to eat a lot and you're concerned about, maybe I'd be eating too much, just eat a big fruit salad and you don't have to be concerned about anything. No matter the time of day, no matter the size of the plate. And I can assure you, you'll not get fat. I mean, you know me, Sorina, you've seen me, I'm anything but fat, right? So don't worry about that.
That's true. Thank you.
Okay. Other questions, please.
I was wondering if maybe one of our listeners doesn't like blueberries or is allergic to them. Do you have any other recommendation? Another high antioxidant food that they could substitute blueberries with?
In my view, I may be wrong, but I would doubt any fruit allergy. I would doubt it. And I mean, I'm not saying there are not some people that experience food allergies, but when it comes to fruit are by far the most healing and the highest vibration food there is. So any fruits, if you eat, and like, for example, I heard that you shouldn't eat for a long period of time from Anthony William, for example, you shouldn't eat for a long period of time grapes. You shouldn't, like, mono eating, like when you eat only grapes. I mean, for mono eating, there are like some better choices. But fruits allergies, when you have some effects and you're eating a lot of fruit, it may be from the effect of healing, actually. For example, somebody who was eating unhealthy, starts eating a lot of fruits, may have mucus, may have to blow his nose a lot. I mean, may experience some bloating and some other stuff. This is actually the healing process. It's like, for example, when you're cold, right? When you heal, you experience some effects. It's not something bad. Maybe it's not pleasant, but it's progress toward the desired object of being healthy and of being of higher vibration. Do you have any food allergy or something?
Well, I personally have for strawberries, so that's why I thought maybe some people might have for blueberries.
So what's the effect? What happens when you eat strawberries?
My throat closes up. It's not fun.
It's not fun, huh? Your throat closes up. Try to eat a little bit. And like, honestly, strawberries are great. You shouldn't fear them. Maybe the fear is a greater factor than the physical effect, actually.
Well, I actually developed it in time. So maybe last year I started having it. My mom has it as well. And from her, I know that I can eat jams or processed strawberries, just not fresh.
Honestly, it doesn't make any sense to me. I think it's something that you created from your beliefs. Honestly, I could be wrong. I could be wrong because, you know, they say never say never. And I want to be humble. I want to remain humble. But I have my doubts. I have my doubts. I mean, maybe if you consider eating some fresh strawberries and observing with an open mind and understanding that strawberry, when it's not something bad on it, right? When you don't put sugar on it or something like that, it's very, very healthy. You can experience a little bit and see exactly what is the effect. Maybe there is an effect of healing in it. So don't overdo it. I mean, I don't want you to be in an uncomfortable position, but you can probably heal it, and it starts from the belief, because you have right now a solid belief that you are allergic to it. Maybe that the belief is actually giving you nocebo. You can look it up. What is nocebo? I'm sure you know about placebo and nocebo, though.
I think there might be a possibility that is true, but I still feel it's kind of weird because I've eaten them my whole life and I didn't even know about inheriting allergies, which apparently is a thing. And just at one moment, I just couldn't breathe. And it's kind of, you know, scary to play with that kind of allergy.
Whatever you trust is a thing. Don't you find it amusing? So you were eating for all your life and you didn't have the problem. And then you learn about something that this may cause a problem and problems start to happen. So you just manifest it.
Well, I learned afterwards. But yeah, I think that's definitely a possibility. And with other things, I've noticed it too. But allergies, I don't know. They seem a little tricky to me to try to heal it that way.
Well, unfortunately, you know, the health world is full of false information. So, I mean, it's easy to blame one food or something like that for that could be healthy for something bad, but it's happening a lot. I've seen, I mean, people blaming oranges for containing too much acids, some other stuff that is ridiculous, you know. And I think if you drop the belief, the effect will also drop as well. Because when you really believe something, look at medication, right? I mean, most of the healing is actually made by placebo. I'm sure about that. When it comes to the pharma, right? People believe that this pill will give them health. And because of that belief, it happens. If you have a belief that, okay, this food will give me something bad, because you hold on to that belief, it will give you a bad effect. But it's the belief functioning. I mean, if you use it for something positive or something negative, it works either way. And from my experience, there is nothing like an inherited allergy. There is nothing something like that. I mean, you hear about genetic problems, and I'm not a health expert when I compare myself to Anthony William. So, I mean, I'm still a health expert when I compare myself to the majority of other people. But I'm not an expert when I compare myself to him. So in case you have specific issues like that, maybe you can research more into his books. But from my experience, there is no such thing as genetical problems. Although, for example, you could have from your parents, you could have received from your parents heavy metals. And these heavy metals that you have inherited from your parents could cause you similar diseases. So let's say your mother or your mother has arthritis, and you could have arthritis as well, but because she or he passed on to you some of the heavy metals that they have. So that's where wild blueberry comes into play, and the wild blueberry smoothie recipe that I gave from Anthony William, because they can actually release those heavy metals that contain a very, very low and corrosive vibration. And they can impact your beliefs. They greatly impact your state of being. So I thought this is something crucial to talk about.
Well, I'll definitely do more research on this, and I'll read the books, because I've always heard about them from you, and I know they are very informative and healthy.
Yeah, so for a big part of my life, I was very interested in spirituality. And I research the best authors, the best resources, the best people that I can learn from. So even on that subject of health, I read tens and tens of books, and I tried a lot of methods before I found something that is by far the best. And I'm just giving you the end result, so to say. But it has a big impact overall on manifestation, and I wanted to include it. And I can talk more about specifically how it applies to manifestation. Like I said, I mean, I don't want to be put in a position where I'm the health expert, because I have more experience than most people, but I don't have more experience on that subject than Anthony William, for example. I don't know him personally. I saw him speak a lot of times on his webinars. I read most of his stuff, but I know it's correct information, and I believe him when he says he's channeling from the spirit of compassion, because I understand this, and this information is legitimate. Other questions, please.
What is your opinion on alcohol consumption? Will it interfere with the manifestation process?
Well, the best alcohol to drink, although alcohol is not great, for sure, is grape-based alcohol. And wine and cognac, those are it. So if you have a glass of wine, I still have sometimes a glass of wine, it's still something that is okay. But don't have it too many times. I mean, I drink a glass of wine maybe once every 2 weeks or 3 weeks. What if you prefer something that contains more alcohol? Cognac is also one of the healthier choices. Don't drink beer. It has gluten. Don't drink vodka. It has some other grains. Whiskey is not very good. I've seen some gluten-free beer, but why should I drink beer when I can have a good glass of red wine, which is probably like the healthiest choice? Other questions? You're welcome.
You talked about the importance of nutrition and drinking water, but what do you think about exercise? Is that important for manifestation?
Well, people look at exercise as the main way to be healthy. But I'm not saying it doesn't have some good effects. I'm saying the impact is much lower than nutrition. And I mean, I think about those monks that were sitting in caves for months and years. They were not doing exercise. However, they had more power than anyone going to the gym. Trust me with that. So I think it's one of those marketing fads where, you know, gyms are happy to get more subscribers. And it's also a fancy, accountable way. Maybe don't work hard enough. I mean, there's an entire industry in the staying fit and being fit market. But going to the gym doesn't make you healthy. I mean, raise your vibration. However, for example, running with intensity is not very, very good. You can destroy your knees. You can have problems with your heart. The best exercise I actually found from Nadan, which is walking and breathing in an area that has very clean air. So in case you don't have access to areas like that, just walk in a park. It's cheaper, and I think it's better for the health. I mean, have a fast walk, but don't start putting pressure on the knees. You can walk very, very fast, no problem. Do it in a park, 1 hour, and I think it's even better than going to the gym, to be honest. Maybe it will not build you so much muscle. I'm not against building muscle. I mean, I don't need it. I don't need it myself. I don't need to impress girls with my muscles right now. So, you know, it's not something too relevant for me right now. So there are some benefits, but you can have some accidents. You can have some problems as well. And if I want to move, I just go for a walk in the park. I don't need to pay a membership. I don't need to invest a lot of energy into that right now. I don't think it's very useful. Other questions?
Personally, for now, I can't think of anything else. But if I remember something, I'll ask on the next module.
I can think
on. Okay, let's make it. Okay, one exercise. Let's give one exercise for today. And the best exercise I can think of is to observe what you're eating, what you're drinking. And number one priority is from that list, try to get to a level as high as possible of not eating some of the stuff that is there. So level one is a good start. Even better is to get to level two or level three or level four. If you can make consistency with staying away from all that list of all that bad list, it's even better. So you can decide what's your approach, but you should start from making sure you don't eat some of the bad stuff that has a negative influence on your vibration, on your manifestation, and of course on your health. That's it. Thank you very much. Have a good day and talk tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Bye.